Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Have you ever considered what Joseph must have thought when Mary told him the story about the angel appearing to her and she was with child? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. This Christmas week, we are looking at the different people involved in the birth of our Lord Jesus. Yesterday, we talked about the angel, Gabriel, appearing to Zechariah and Mary, giving them a powerful message of being chosen by God to carry out God's plan for his people. Zechariah and Mary responded to the assignment differently. Has the Lord asked you to accept an assignment for your marriage restoration? Let me read from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. As we prepare our hearts to celebrate Christmas this week, may we never forget how Joseph must have felt the day that Mary sat down and told what had happened to her. Imagine how Mary felt sharing the story of being chosen to conceive a child by the Holy Spirit, who would be named Jesus. Let me read from Luke chapter 1, verse 46, how Mary felt about being chosen. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Imagine this young couple who were in love planning their marriage and life together. Would you have believed Mary? Most of us would not have believed Mary's story, as was Joseph, skeptic. But God knew Joseph's heart and sent another angel to speak to Joseph personally and confirmed all the information and truth that Mary had shared with her future husband. Mary and Joseph had been chosen to be Jesus' earthly parents. What an honor and a privilege. God's ways are not our ways. Mary chose to serve her God regardless of how Joseph was going to respond to her news. She listened, received, and obeyed her Lord's commands for his plan for her life. Are you willing to die to your own fleshly desires and choose to listen, receive, and obey your Lord in standing in the gap for your spouse's salvation and deliverance from the sinful world? Are you willing to obey and wait on your Lord God to heal and rebuild your marriage on the solid rock of Jesus Christ? Joseph and Mary were chosen, as you have been chosen, to believe that God heals hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.